This 9 News Lunch podcast brought to you by Specsavers, where every eye test includes an advanced OCT 3D eye scan at no extra cost.
Coming up, a major standoff between police and anti-vax protesters, the grim reality of the pandemic on sporting clubs, the PM lands in the Big Apple as Europe cries foul over the sub-snub, spring snow for parts of the East, and the race for the NRL's top individual honour. I'm Amy Meehan with the 9 News Lunch Podcast. Defiant protesters are marching through Melbourne on the first day of Victoria's construction shutdown. 9 News reporter Rochay Murdoch is in Melbourne.
A wall of officers has spent nearly 2 hours in a tense standoff with construction workers protesting a no-jab, no-job mandate. Instead of leaving, defiant tradies are marching through the heart of the city, making their presence known by setting off flares. CFMEU boss John Secker has warned a small minority of violent activists will lose their jobs.
They can go pick fruit.
Senior federal Labor MP Bill Shorten claims the movement has been hijacked.
There is a network of hard-right man-baby Nazis.
Police are following the procession of protesters, monitoring them from a distance. In Melbourne, Rochay Murdoch, 9 News.
Victoria has recorded its biggest daily spike in case numbers this year, with 603 new COVID infections. In the ACT, there have been 16 new cases. The border bubble between New South Wales and Queensland is in doubt, with Tweed, Byron Bay and Kempsey going into lockdown after a COVID-infected traveller flew from Sydney to the region on Saturday. 9 News reporter Heleni Lambetsos is in Sydney.
Another 1,022 people have tested positive and 10 people with the virus have died. The LGAs of Tweed, Kempsey and Byron will go back into lockdown from 5pm for at least 7 days after an authorised worker from Sydney travel through the three regions while infectious. There are concerns around low vaccination rates in the regions, particularly for Byron Bay. Byron's mayor says a lack of vaccine supply is to blame, not an anti-vaccination culture. In Sydney, Heleni Lambetsos, 9 News.
Children in lockdown areas of New South Wales will now be able to visit a friend's house under strict conditions. 9 News reporter Gabrielle Boyle is in Sydney.
Put down the PlayStation, pack away those puzzles, because the wait, for kids at least, is over. A playdate bubble has been introduced in New South Wales, allowing three kids to socialise in a private residence, providing they're all from the same LGA or 5K, and the parents are all double vaxxed. Wonderful news just in time for the start of the school holidays. As for the big kids, well, us adults still have to wait a little longer. It's now looking likely that Freedom Day could be declared on October 11. 3 weeks and counting. In Piemont, Gabrielle Boyle, 9 News.
A new national report into community sport has painted a grim picture of the effects of the pandemic, with 1 in 10 clubs facing financial insolvency. 9 News reporter Laura Tunstall explains.
According to the Australian Sports Foundation, up to 9,000 sporting clubs are at risk of going under. The effects of COVID-19 painting a bleak picture, 83% of clubs reporting a loss in revenue. It's believed an 80% vaccination rate could be what triggers a return to community sport, but there's still no exact plan from the government. It's left many clubs in limbo, players unwilling to register, volunteers unable to commit. Laura Tunstall, 9 News.
Police are renewing calls for information following the death of a teenage boy in a house fire in Sydney's southwest earlier this year. 9 News reporter James Wilson is in Macquarie Fields.
14-year-old Tama Tierra Jones was killed when fire tore through a two-storey brick home he was sleeping in the early hours of June 30. Residents told 9 News there was a large brawl in the street on Montana Way earlier in the night. Detectives from the arson unit have been investigating whether the fire was deliberately lit in retaliation to the alleged fight. A memorial for the teenager has been set up at the Housing Commission block, which remains fenced off. In Macquarie Fields, James Wilson, Nine News.
The fallout from the agreement over submarines will be top of the agenda when Prime Minister Scott Morrison meets the US President tomorrow. Nine News Federal Parliament reporter Lucy Gray is at Parliament House.
Mr Morrison has continued to defend the new pact with the US and Britain just minutes after touching down in New York. AUKUS has enraged the French because it forced the cancellation of a $90 billion submarine deal signed in 2016. The PM says it's not a decision he took lightly.
At the end of the day, you have to do things that are in Australia's national interest.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese believes the situation could have been handled better.
Friends need to treat each other with respect.
Security in the Indo-Pacific and climate change will also dominate talks between Mr Morrison and President Biden. In Canberra, Lucy Gray, Nine News.
The Prime Minister doesn't believe the current spat between Australia and France will affect a free trade deal with the European Union. France is pivotal to the deal between Australia and 27 countries which make up the EU. Audio from a 911 call in the United States has been released, revealing details of a fight between Gabby Petito and her fiancé. A body matching the travel blogger's description has been discovered at a national park in the state of Wyoming. 23-year-old Brian Laundrie is wanted for questioning. This witness called authorities to report the incident in the weeks before she vanished.
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
A cold front is moving across New South Wales and the ACT, seeing spring snow fall at Oberon in the Central Tablelands. Senior forecaster Peter Otto says Sydney and coastal areas will experience a drop in temperatures of about 10 degrees.
Gusty showers and thunderstorms all on the east coast for today, including Sydney and other parts of the New South Wales coast.
The Queen is welcoming the arrival of the royal family's newest member. Nine News Europe correspondent Brett McLeod reports from London.
Princess Beatrice, daughter of Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, has given birth to a girl. Tweeting her delight at the safe arrival of their unnamed child at the weekend and looking forward to introducing her to her big brother, Christopher. Official congratulations have come too from Buckingham Palace and the Prince of Wales. While Beatrice's sister Eugenie tweeted, "We're going to have so much fun watching our children growing up." In the wake of Prince Andrew's sexual assault civil case, this will be a welcome distraction for the royal family. In London, Brett McLeod, Nine News.
And NASA has identified the target landing area for its rover mission to the moon in 2023. The Viper rover will be searching the south pole of the lunar surface looking for ice. You're listening to the Nine News Lunch Podcast. In finance, the Aussie dollar buying 72.6 US cents.
Sport.
Hawthorn's four-time premiership-winning coach Alistair Clarkson has knocked back an offer to coach Carlton next season. Former Brisbane boss Michael Voss is the favourite to get the job. Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge is facing a selection headache for Saturday's AFL Grand Final against Melbourne. Cody Waitman and Alex Keith are expected to return for Perth decider. Ruckman Tim English says there are going to be some disappointed players who'll have to miss out.
Everyone knows that they've had a part to play in being able to get there. It might be disappointing for a few players, and it probably will, but we'll get around them and support them.
Penrith's Nathan Cleary and Manly's Tom Trbojevic are locked in a tight race for the Dally M medal, separated by just a single vote. The votes from the final six rounds will be released on Monday. Elsewhere in the NRL, the Panthers are being investigated over a potential breach from one of their trainers during their semi-final win over Parramatta. The trainer is claimed to have illegally called for the stopping of play before assessing Mitch Kenny's ankle injury, halting the Eels' momentum. League guru Phil Gould says the game is being over-officiated and clubs are now starting to manipulate the rules.
Obstruction rules, putting players on report, tackle without the ball, crusher tackles, all these different things that we're looking at, bumps in the night, players getting in each other's way. We want to go back and put them on report and penalise them. Take that forward to grand final day. You can't.
Hannah Darlington has been handed her debut for the Australian women's one-day cricket side in Mackay in the first match against the touring Indian side, and Jared Gillett will become the first Australian to referee in the English Premier League in Watford's clash with Newcastle on Sunday. I'm Amy Meehan. That's the Nine News Lunch Podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to Nine News at 6 p.m.
Question: who's behind the glasses at Specsavers? Optometrists. Yes, every Specsavers store has qualified, experienced optometrists whose only focus is improving yours. So book an eye test today. Should have gone to Specsavers.